In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, buddy, it's the Hoffman Show on a Wednesday here on the Team 980. What's up? What's happening? How are we doing? Happy hump day. All kinds of news. What a weird day, Anthony. There's a million things happening. We're just kind of floating in late May sports, you know, land where we wake up every morning and we don't know what's going to be ahead of us. And we as news breaks and things happen, we put it in a rundown. We try to order it in something that makes sense. And then, but 4 o'clock hits. We hope Russell's done talking because today, 4:04:30, Anthony, that we get our show started. 4:04:30 today.
Yeah, no, man.
It's all right. It's all right. Chris Russell show, not constrained by a clock. Really, Chris Russell, not constrained by anything, anyone, anytime, anywhere. The point is, 4 o'clock comes, we're ready, and here we go. Anthony, we should have known the tush push would not be stopped, because the tush push is never stopped.
They were close, though.
They were close. How's that go for you?
You don't get anywhere.
First down, Philadelphia. Oh, dang it. I kind of wore a green shirt today. That was not a... I just realized that. As I pointed first down and I looked at the color of my own shirt, this is not an Eagles shirt. I don't have any Eagles shirts. I'm not an Eagles fan. I just like the color green. Been told it makes my eyes look good. So that's why I'm wearing a green shirt. First down, Philadelphia. Or touchdown, Philadelphia. And you are resorted once again, if you are an opposing team, to put, the prioritization of your game plan on not being in third and short, not being in fourth and short. And if you are in your facing Philadelphia, you're probably going to lose. And I think that's ultimately the reason why the tush push gets banned. There is very interesting day of deliberations this morning. Seth Wickersham wrote a piece for ESPN that highlighted kind of a shouting match that ultimately went down between Jeffrey Lurie, the Eagles owner, and Troy Vincent and Roger Goodell, and Lurie chastising Vincent and Goodell. Vincent works in the very high up. I think he's the executive vice president of the NFL, and obviously Goodell, the commissioner, for trying to push the ban. He said he had a long conversation with Alan Sills, who is the NFL's chief medical officer, about it. And there's no inherent health risk. And he used an off-color analogy to compare a dream. We'll just put it that way. A dream to create a play that's so unstoppable that the only way to stop it is to ban it. And basically chastised other owners, saying, you can't stop us, so now you're going to use this power instead of manning up and actually just doing what you need to do. And this impassioned speech went on for like an hour. I don't understand how you talk for an hour about the tush push, but Jeffrey Lurie did. At some point, Jed York, the San Francisco 49ers owner, was like, how much more bleep do you got to say, man? Like, when are we wrapping up? which got a few chuckles in the room. And ultimately, Goodell, who, by the way, also got another contract extension, Goodell adjourned the session, and they went to the privilege session, and that's where the vote went down. And they got 22 votes to ban it. They needed 24, and the tush push is here to say, or here to stay. I think, Anthony, if everyone had just been more honest about it, that this thing would have had a better chance to go. Because there's no data that suggests that there is a health risk here. And so the player safety thing is Bubkis. It has been Bubkis. And the evidence is the multiple years that this has been run by multiple teams, and there is no elevated risk of injury. And in fact, I don't know that there's really been ever any injuries on this compared to a regular quarterback sneak and any of the other plays where people get hurt in football all the freaking time. So you have that. Two, you have people calling it a rugby play. Well, anybody that's actually played rugby is like, no, this is nothing like a rugby scrum. Like, quit calling it a rugby play. Which, on some level, is a semantics argument, but if those are the words you're choosing all the time, you kind of sound like a moron if you just keep repeating something that's wrong all the time. And then people that are in that area that actually have expertise are like, ixnay, not the ugby ray. Like, what are we doing? And I think if people had just gone with the argument that we don't like it, this is not what football is supposed to be. Yes, it's a combat sport in the trenches, whatever, but not like this. And we just, you know, it's a loophole in the rules. Congrats to the Eagles for finding it and exploiting it, but this was never how this game was supposed to be designed, and thus we're outlawing it in the same way that the NBA has had to outlaw certain things. Like when Kevin Durant discovered that he could sweep through into defenders' arms who were, you know, I guess allegedly not in a legal guarding position because he was entitled to some amount of space and get foul calls. And the NBA was like, stop doing that. We're not going to reward this anymore. They could just have done that. They could just have said, hey, this is a dumb thing that we're doing. I hate this play. I'm sorry, Eagles. Sorry, Jeffrey Lurie. Sorry, Jalen Hurts. You're great at it. And you'll still probably be great at the quarterback sneak, but you're going to have to quarterback sneak. We're outlawing this thing that you do. But they got too cute times 10, trying to say it was a bunch of other reasons. They got too cute with the wording of the rule and tried to make it generic to make it feel like it wasn't targeting the Eagles. And if they had just been like, yeah, we kind of think this play is stupid and we don't like it, I would have been perfectly fine with it. I kind of support that. And at the end of the day, it failed. And now the Eagles, if I was the Eagles, I would troll so hard on the field. Like if I am Nick Sirianni in week one next year and I get to my first 3rd-and-1, I'm calling a regular quarterback sneak just to prove to you that you suck and you can't stop us anyway. And then I'm going back to tush pushing my way to probably another great season. That's what I would do. I would troll so hard because people made such a big deal of this and ultimately nothing changed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I will say, were you surprised that the Commanders were not one of the 10 teams that voted, I guess, that did not vote against the ban?
So the Commanders were on the side of banning it.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I was just cleaning up because I feel like you talked yourself in a circle there. When I read Adam Schefter's tweet, I had to read it seven times. And I was like, eventually I was like, this is the side that include the Eagles. This, because it's like, are you voting for the ban? And it's like, that's kind of a double negative. But the Commanders voted for the ban.
Yes.
And I'm not surprised.
Okay.
Why would they not? I know that Dan Quinn and, you know, all the football people, well, I guess not all the football people, Frankie Louvu wanted to ban it. But like Dan Quinn as the football messenger, and to the extent that I believe Adam Peters has talked about this, they've been on the same page. They've been on message saying our job is to stop it. But that doesn't mean that Josh Harris didn't go to them and be like, hey, what happens if you didn't have to do that? And Dan was probably like, that'd be great. Like, why wouldn't we want to weaken one of our opponents? And that's the thing. The funniest voting side of this, though, Anthony, is the AFC East. Of the 10 teams that voted in favor of saving the tush push, there are three AFC East teams on it. Who is the second most successful team with the tush push, Anthony?
The Bills.
Which of the three AFC East teams voted to save the tush push?
You got the Jets, you got the Dolphins, and you have the Patriots.
Meaning, the Bills, because Terry Pegula, their owner, apparently hates the play. He was like, ban this thing. I don't care that we're good at it. And the three teams that faced the Bills twice a year were like, it's fine. We don't care. And yeah. I don't know what all that's about. Maybe that's genuine feelings. But I thought that was even funnier than, you know, anybody in the NFC East.
That is funny. I didn't realize that at first.
Yeah, I was looking at that list a little bit earlier when you sent it to me, and I was like, that's funky. Because I was also trying to find out, like, where did the Cowboys go? Where did the Commanders go? And obviously, you know, the other two teams I thought were interesting. The Ravens, who, you know, are going to have to go through the Eagles to win a Super Bowl, potentially, if they face in the Super Bowl and have had some epic matchups the last couple of years. And the Lions, who are an NFC contender. They both voted to say, hey, we'll take on Philadelphia at their best. We don't care. Bring the tush push on. And so we'll see. You know, Jason Kelce came in and was like, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, if you just told me I had to tush push again, I'd come back to the NFL. It's all the other stuff that's why I was like, I got to retire. I just think this thing was handled. Like the politics of it, and I don't mean that in like the image. I mean the actual work of politics where you lobby people and you convince people to be on your side, and often you try to figure out what the best message is as opposed to arguing for something on the substance, which is almost always the best message. Just be honest. And I think a lack of being honest by the teams that wanted to see it banned and by Roger Goodell and by, you know, whoever else in the league office that was pushing for this, I think that lack of honesty hurt them in the end. If they had just said, it's a dumb play, we don't like it, we don't think it's what NFL football is supposed to be, please ban it, I think they would have probably gotten 24 votes. Instead, they got cute, and they got too cute by half, and the tush push is successful yet again. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. That's not the only news to come out of the league meetings in Minnesota today. We'll talk about it all with Mike Jones, who's there at 5 o'clock. But next, the Commanders portion of the program that happened in Minnesota. They're going to be on Hard Knocks. We'll give you the details next.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.